Thanks for tuning into The Revolution with Jim and Trav. Today, we're discussing the roving outdoorsman. Now, let's kick off a two-parter with Brian Tucker, National Sales Manager for High Mountain Seasonings. Brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them to spice up your wild game cuisine at himtnjerky.com. This is part one.
Hey, we are back. We're talking the roving outdoorsman on this week's show. Before the break, we had Cat Daddy on. If anybody roves, he rows his boat.
He rows everywhere. But our next guest, he's big, he's Brian, he's Tucker. Yeah, that's Brian Tucker. He is the National Sales Manager for High Mountain Seasonings, and he is an all-new daddy. Jimbo's been calling him daddy for years.
I have.
You know, they walk around the yard, and Jimbo holds his pocket. Mr. Brian, how's it going, buddy?
That might be one of the best ones I've heard. Things are great, guys.
Things are great, new daddies. But what? 3 weeks ago about, you had a kiddo.
Yeah, she was born July 12th. So.
Wow. Man, that is crazy.
And what is her name?
Her name is Morgan.
Morgan.
Mother is Fairchild.
And it could be hip and Fairchild, like Elon Musk. They spell that 23 fish symbol, you know? All these names anymore that have like hieroglyphics in them.
Oh, man.
Geez, Roman numerals. If anyone still teaches no Roman numerals, it's like, why?
Right.
Hans
right.
Well, does.
That's one of the things we were discussing. Like, I used to be a teacher years ago and trying to pronounce some kid's name. Then you butcher them, and then they get picked on, or then it's just like they're embarrassed. And, you know, I want to be able to spell it. I want other people to be able to spell it and pronounce it. So we went, it was a pretty fitting name for her.
Yeah, I think Morgan's a great name.
It's a great name.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's my favorite horse.
Yeah, Jimbo would never say, that's a dumb name. You know what's really funny, though, is my wife and I, on our first kiddo, we went to, I think it was like Bass Pro Shops or something like that. We're walking around an aisle. And a true story, this lady comes up, and everyone wants to touch a baby, and I'm not that nice of a person, so I tell them to get away.
Right.
And she's like, well, you have...
And not nicely either.
This is funny, though. Yeah, I don't say it very nicely. She's like, oh, my God, she's so beautiful. What's her name? And my wife's like, oh, her name is Fiona. And she goes... Oh, that's an ugly name. And she just turned and walked away. I was like, oh, my God.
Well, she married Shrek.
Heck. I was like, oh, my. Thank you. Anyways,
and I think you're ugly, lady.
Right. No, I'm going to be the same way. We haven't taken really in public other than to see family members and stuff, but it's like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
There's too much crap that you could give her. Back off.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
Don't touch her. Like, random people would go up to my wife when she was still pregnant, be like, oh, look at that belly, and start touching. I'm like, you don't know her.
Yeah.
We normally charge for that.
Like, I've been married to her for 15 years, and I'm not allowed to touch her.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know, I wash my
there
socks.
There are certain hours for this.
Business hours, you'll schedule 2 weeks ahead, okay?
Yeah. Well, exactly. speaking of chicken wings.
Yeah, speaking of all new things, you guys are releasing, and I'm stoked about this, you're releasing an all new product next week. Is that right, buddy?
That is true. So next week, you'll start to see some information come out on a new variety pack for the summer sausage kits.
Ooh,
so we have four kits already, which are great sellers, but a lot of times people are like, they don't want to deviate from the original because it's so good, and they don't know if they're going to like a cracked pepper and garlic or a hunter's blend or a jalapeno. So we've created a kit that they can try all three. It'll make 45 pounds of meat.
Ooh.
And it's going to retail for about $40.
Dude, what I was going to say is, I don't know if anyone has been to a store of recent.
Mm-hmm.
When you buy summer sausage, let's say you get that nice little log. I don't know what it is, maybe half pound, maybe a pound. Mm-hmm. Holy smokes, dude.
Yeah, it's over the top.
It is insane. It was like, I forget, 1 pound was... I don't know what it was, like $14 or something like that.
I was
going to
say, it's got to be over 10, if not 15 at this point. Because, I mean, with prices on everything else, that's going to be sky high, too.
Well, you think about that. I mean, yeah, it was like $14.87 or something like that for like 1 pound of crappy stuff, okay?
Yeah.
But it, I mean, cost effective is what I wanted to get to. Also, the variety, because for that $15 mark, and you don't even have tax and gas and everything else added into that, you know, you only get one bland flavor from the store. And with you guys, you get this awesome variety pack.
Right. And so that's the cool part, too. I mean, it worked out really well for our jerky kits where people weren't sure what which flavors they would like. So they try it, and then, you know, it's an easy rebuy of, oh, I like this one at 15 pounds. This, I'm going to buy the kit specifically for that next time, making it their own, whether it's beef or pork or venison or any other wild game.
Yeah. Now, the thing is, for our listeners out there that haven't done this before, how easy is it to make summer sausage?
It's so that's the beautiful part of our instructions. They are very cut and dry. You can do it as far as you only need a grinder or someone to grind the meat for you, and then you can cook it in your oven. Like, you can stuff the casings by hand if you want. You don't have to buy all this, you know, expensive equipment that some people have. You can use, like, little meatballs and drop them in piece by piece into the casing, tie them, let them cure, cook them the next day. If you have a jerky gun, like one of those Nesco-type guns that shoot cookies, you know, cutters out, you take the blade out and use that to stuff it. All kinds. Yeah, it's easy. But literally, you need the meat in an oven and then just some apparatus to mix it with, for sure, whether it's your hand in a mixing tub or a meat mixer itself.
Well, yeah, but the neat part about making your own summer sausage is you can have summer sausage all summer.
You could have it
in the fall.
Then it's called fall sausage.
Yeah.
And then
winter
solstice sausage, you know?
And vernal equinox.
You know, what is it like? Because Jimbo, you take summer sausage, and then you get like a little cheese and your olive and then your favorite burgundy or whatever you drink over there. Jimbo and Highfalutin.
<Burgundy. laughs>
It's like, you loser. but no, summer sausage is such a fun snack. It doesn't matter what time of year it is. And making it yourself is just really awesome. And one thing we do want to point out, that's a lot of seasonings, but it's reusable. It's not like you have to open it up and use all of the contents at one time, is it?
Right. Yep. It's all dry. Just keep it, you know, once you open the package, put like a Ziploc bag or something like that. Don't let moisture get to it. And you can use it again the next year if you don't want to go buy another kit. And we have people who have found kits in their cupboard that are 20, 25 years old.
Wow.
Go, oh, I tried it and it was still good. So.
You put it in their dip can.
Yeah.
Just put a little in your cheek and gum. One thing you guys turned us on to is a National Chicken Wing Day. It was earlier last week. You guys put out a really cool free downloadable booklet online, didn't you guys?
We did. We got recipes from a few different people to work with, like including you guys, and they just, you know, went a little different routes with some of the things, and they've all turned out really, really good. I mean, you have the standard marinades that we have for chicken wings, or you can just grill them to, I think you guys did the fajita chicken wings, I believe. And
yeah.
Those
are really good. You know, you guys got us turned on to making chicken wings. And I think one thing, especially using you guys' products, a lot of people don't think about. For one, you go to, let's say, Pizza Hut, and you buy their buffalo wings, they call it. It's like $30 for 10. I mean, it's so stupid, and they taste terrible. And
they're
so
soggy.
They're really soggy. Yes, they are. It's like, what is this crap? But no, the neat thing is, especially when you smoke them, and I never realized how quickly you can make great wings. You know, if you want to marinate them, if you want to brine them or whatever. But as soon as they go on that smoker, man, it takes no time at all. And if you do it right, they're juicy but crisp on the outside. Yep. I mean, it's really fun to do for a snack or parties or whatever.
It is. And it's, like you said, and it's a chicken wing. It's like the ultimate party snack or party meal.
Yeah.
And like with one of the guys we were talking about, like, what's an outside-the-box type, you know, recipe? Let's use it. And he and I came up with him using the spicy lime jerky seasoning.
Mm.
You know, just something that would pair well for a wing. And again, that's the beauty of our seasonings. It's not just have to use, you want chicken wings? Oh, we can do buffalo wing? No, we use any of ours.
Yeah.
You know? Looking through the booklet made me hungry, and I had to stop because it was only about 8:30 in the morning.
Yeah, he caught himself licking his new baby.
But the thing is, one thing you can do, and it's for more than just one or two people, is do turkey wings.
I didn't even think about that. That'd be a great option, too, because that's going to be an even bigger plate if you wanted to make it more of a meal versus an appetizer, too.
Yeah.
Same kind of thing, same recipe, same ingredients, everything. If you want to try with making your own chicken wings, try the turkey wings and do the exact same thing. Absolutely.
And the cool thing is you guys also now have a chicken wing bundle. So you guys like paired everything together, and this is like the ultimate chicken wing bundle that you guys have. Mm-hmm. What all is in it?
So like our blue cheese dip is in there, our sweet honey marinade, our buffalo wing marinade, our game bird and poultry brine, our trail dust, our Cajun cowboy seasoning, and our pineapple sriracha bacon seasoning.
Ooh. Now, what does this bundle cost?
So the regular cost would be $40.43, but we have it since it's in a bundle offered online at a reduced rate of
$32.39. Oh,
man. Saving about $8 overall. So that's actually, you save the $8, you're getting one or two free items in there.
How much do you have to buy to get free shipping?
$75, we'll ship it to you free in the lower 48.
Get the new variety pack next week. Get this chicken wing bundle.
Yeah, and wait to move to Canada.
Move to Canada if you want. I wouldn't personally. But anyways, there you get free shipping. That's what you got to do.
There you go.
Hey, dude, can you stick around for a second part?
Absolutely.
Hey, we're talking with Brian Tucker. He is the Galactical National Jail Sales Manager for High Mountain Seasonings. He's everywhere.
In Canada, they call it jails. this has been brought to you by High Mountain Seasonings. Visit them online to spice up your wild game cuisine, HIMTNJerky.com. Also, you guys have a lot of stuff like specials on social media. And do you have a newsletter, right?
We do. So there's a place where you can sign up for it online. You can get our monthly special, our monthly recipe, anything new we're coming out with. Like and follow us on Facebook, all of that. You know, you'll always see something new and exciting coming out.
All right. So part two of Brian Tucker.
Right after this.
Don't go anywhere.
Can I borrow your internet?
JimandTrav.com. Everything outdoors is right there. Stay tuned. The Revolution will return right after this.